It looked like deja vu as the Broncos defense does it again. The Broncos beat the Colts 34-20 here on Sunday afternoon. I'm Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer. And Matt, it looked like it was going to come down right to the wire, and it did again. Broncos make the big plays in the end.
I tell you what, that strip sack by Von Miller on Andrew Luck, very reminiscent of that Cam Newton strip sack that we saw in the Super Bowl. The defense, as you mentioned, doing it again. I thought the Broncos played great. Shane Ray coming in for the injured DeMarcus Ware, really stepping up, taking that ball to the house. And then what can you say about Aqib Talib's interception return for a touchdown? Every time that guy touches the ball, he's making a play. So
yeah, 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns by the defense. You got to be happy about that. But maybe you don't want to be in that situation there at the end. How do the Broncos' offense, how do they get it in the end zone? Because it seems like things are rolling until right when they get inside the 20.
I think you really hone in inside the 20. You saw it with Devontae Booker. He moved the ball extremely well. Had a great bounce back after last week. Having a fumble on his first professional carry. I thought he played great. C.J. Anderson having almost 100 yards of total offense, I thought played great. So there's definitely bright spots. I just think that, you know, just fine-tuning some things, really making sure that, you know, you're focusing in on those red zone plays, I think is the only thing that the Broncos really need to figure out. However, you look at Demaryius Thomas, two-point conversion, it's there. You know it's there. I think that it's just going to take a little bit of correcting, and the Broncos are going to be right there with the offense as well as the defense.
Trevor Siemian, his second career start, what do you think from him? Looked okay, but had the pick.
Well, he threw for 266 yards passing. Going over the 200-yard mark, I thought was a huge step forward for him. Last week, didn't hit that plateau. I thought this week he did take a lot of good steps forward. Had that pick, had that interception that almost would have gone for six if Butler doesn't come up with a pulled hamstring. So I think there are some positives, there are some negatives, but I do think that he played progressively better.
Yeah, he came back after that pick and looked like he wasn't rattled. That was in the past moving forward. Definitely a positive sign to see from him there. Broncos get the 14-point win. What's your biggest takeaway from the game?
Well, I think the defense is just as good, if not better, than it was last year. I think the defense answered a lot of questions as to whether or not they would be as potent coming into this season. We saw it with 2 turnovers for touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So I definitely think that they showed a lot of the doubters that they are back and ready to play in 2016.
Yeah, a little similar to last year's start. Still a work in progress, but this offense, like you said, showed some signs, and then the defense taking care of business while it's doing that. Regardless of all of that, the Broncos are 2-0 for the fourth year in a row, and now they have a week to get ready for their first road game of the year, heading into the jungle in Cincinnati. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.